Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Quranil Majid ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim innal insana li rabbihi lakanud wa qala ta'ala fi maqamin akhar la in shakartum la azidannakum wala in kafartum inna adhabi lashadid. Sadaqallahu al-azim wa ballaghana rasuluhu an-nabiyul karim wa nahnu ala dhalika min ash-shahidin wa shakirin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Respected ulama, brothers and elders, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us the privilege and honor once again of witnessing this blessed day of Jumu'ah, the day regarding which the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَالَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And at the same time, we've now entered into the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. These are the months of Hajj, and mashallah, many people will be embarking on this journey of a lifetime. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all our hujjaj Hajjun mabrur wa Hajjun maqbool. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those who have not yet been granted the opportunity of going on this journey, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with it in their lives, inshallah. And for those who have gone, may Allah grant you the ability to go again, inshallah. Respected brothers and elders, today, inshallah, we're going to discuss a very important aspect to each and every one of us as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted to us many good qualities that can be found in man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also highlighted many weaknesses that sometimes naturally come about in a human being. Now, the challenge for each and every believer is for that person to go against a bad natural quality that can be found in a person. And when you suppress what would be a natural evil quality within you, and you aim for that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you make that sacrifice, then in that entails your reward, and that is how you earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, a simple example, the aspect of greed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted to us that that is something that naturally comes about within a person, greed. So when a person goes against the natural quality of greed and then starts and aims to be generous, then in that lies the reward for that person. That is your sacrifice. That is how you would be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one such evil quality that can be found in a human being is the quality and the aspect of ungratefulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. Allah says that man with regards to his Lord is extremely ungrateful. Now the scholars and the commentators of the Quran have mentioned under this verse, when will a person be considered as being ungrateful? What should we look for us to know whether we are grateful or ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they say that one of the qualities of an ungrateful person is a person who يَعُدُّ الْمَصَائِبُ وَيَنْسَى نِعَمَ رَبِّهِ. That person who only counts all the flaws and all the negatives in their life, and they forget all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we constantly only focus in on the negatives in our life and everything that never went our way, then we are also being counted as being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because then we forget in the many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Now if we analyze and we look around us and we listen to the conversations of people and we see how people converse with one another, then what is the only or the most common thing that you're listening to? It's only complaint after complaint after complaint. If a person is not complaining about the weather, they're complaining about the traffic. If they're not complaining about the traffic, they're complaining about the economy. If they're not complaining about the economy, they're complaining about some family issue. If they're not complaining about some family issue, it's something or the other. It's only complaint after complaint that is becoming increasingly common amongst us. Now, is it a case that we're falling into this trap, that we find ourselves in a situation that we only counting the mishaps and we forgetting Allah, the many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us? Is it that we have nothing positive to speak about anymore, nothing good to speak about anymore? Yes, we have our challenges, and many a times the complaints that we're highlighting perhaps are valid. But we should also look at the broader aspect of trying to bring in more positivity amongst ourselves. Start talking about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might have one thing going wrong in your life, you might have 10 things going wrong in your life, but you maybe have over 100 things that are in your favor. So why shouldn't we be looking at the positives and the many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are upon us? And that brings us to our discussion for today. It's about gratitude and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also us expressing gratitude to each other, because that is also something that forms part and parcel of this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Now let's start right from the beginning. When we speak about gratitude, then we all acknowledge that first and foremost, all gratitude lies solely and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wahhab, the bestower of all favors and all abilities and all capabilities. So ultimate gratitude is only and solely first and foremost for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we might be listening and thinking that, no, mashallah, this really doesn't fit me, because I'm very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day I'm reading my 2 rakat salatu shukr. Every day, many a times a day I'm saying, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. I'm constantly praising Allah. I'm always telling people about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and how grateful I am to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we need to understand some very important fine points. One is verbal gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that most definitely has its place and has its merits in our deen. So for me to profess and to proclaim my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally for a certain favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with, that definitely has its place, that definitely carries its reward. But we need to look at it a little deeper, and we need to understand something that we need to understand, and it's very important for us to acknowledge. If, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me with a certain favor, a certain capability, a certain ability. So for example, Allah blessed me with wealth. Now I'm praising Allah and I'm expressing my verbal gratitude very often to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that Allah blessed me with wealth. Now that has its place. But if I subsequent to that utilize that same wealth in a manner that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the question comes about, am I grateful or am I being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which is it? I've ticked the box of verbal gratitude. But now what's the end result? I use that same favor in a manner that is now displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point that we need to understand is that if the end result resulted in you utilizing a favor of Allah against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in a manner displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ultimately I can be counted as being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that I offered so much of verbal gratitude. And on the flip side of that, maybe I'm not so frequent in offering verbal gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a certain favor. Now we said offering that verbal gratitude does have its place, does have its merits. But let's say, for example, you don't hear a person constantly saying, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. You know, Allah has really favored me, Allah blessed me. So he's not so frequent in that verbal gratitude. But that favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed that person with, that person utilizes that same favor in a manner pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's there to benefit humanity. It's there to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that is ultimate gratitude, because the favor was utilized in the correct way. Now, you know, it's important that we highlight certain things that we need to be aware of. We're living in the world of social media. We're living in the modern age. Now, there's many people, mashallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with wonderful capabilities, wonderful abilities. They have influence over others. They might have so many thousand people following them on social media. So whatever they say, everyone walks towards. Whatever they portray, everybody's interested in. So those people have an ability, they have a capability. But the question comes about is, am I utilizing this ability in a manner pleasing to Allah? Or am I utilizing this ability in a manner displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's a very important question, because at the end of the day, it's about whether I'm grateful to Allah for the favor or whether I'm ungrateful. But again, we're living in such a challenging world, because now everybody has become super sensitive. The moment somebody tries to correct somebody else, then everybody becomes very emotional. No, you're picking on us, you're judging us, and the whole list goes on. Why? Because the whole concept of enjoying good is slowly but surely disappearing. Now you can't correct somebody else. Why? Because they take it personally, you're attacking me. No, we have to enjoy what is good, and we have to forbid that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the duty of every Muslim. And this sensitivity that suddenly come about, where people think that now they've been judged and people are picking on them. No, it's not that case. Why are you looking at it so negatively? It's as simple as a situation of a person who's in a state of wudu. MashaAllah, we all made wudu, we came to the masjid. So we all considered as being in a state of wudu. But if the natural process comes in that a person passes wind, and everybody else heard that sound also, right? So a person passed wind. Now what is the outcome? What is the ruling? Your wudu is broken. So if I heard somebody passing wind, I know that person's wudu is broken. Now if I tell that brother, you need to renew your wudu, am I picking on him? Am I degrading him? Am I attacking him? I'm telling you, what's the fact? Your wudu is broken. So now you need to renew your wudu. That's the ruling. So similarly, we have certain indulgences that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many indulgences that are displeasing to Allah. So if somebody is standing up to tell you that which you're doing is displeasing to Allah, why are you taking it the wrong way? Why you think it's personal? It's as simple as if your wudu broke, you need to renew your wudu. That's the ruling. So we become super sensitive, and that's not how it's supposed to be. So if Allah blessed me with an ability, and Allah blessed me with a capability, and I have influence over others, then I need to use that constructively, and I cannot use that destructively. Because if I influence anyone towards something which is good, I get the reward, and if I influence anyone towards anything that is bad, I carry the burden of that as well. We need to understand that. So 10 or 20 or maybe 40 or 50,000 people are looking at what I do. So if I do something good and they do that good, I get the reward of that 50,000 people. But if I make one mistake and I portray that, and somebody is influenced by that, and 50,000 people fall in that same wrong, who's going to carry that burden? We can't deal enough with our own weaknesses. We can't shoulder our own wrongs. Are we prepared to shoulder the wrongs of others? Definitely not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. But that was something important that we needed to highlight. This whole aspect of now this social media frenzy, and people who have influence over others, and they think the whole world is speaking on them. Nobody's speaking on you. Everybody's concerned about you. And we all need to be concerned about each other. That is the function of a Muslim and a believer. That is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had concern for the ummah. We also need to have concern for each other, and we need to enjoin that which is good, and we need to forbid that which is evil. It's as simple as that. It's not a case about somebody attacking somebody else, or somebody looking down on somebody else, or somebody judging somebody else. No. Allah is the ultimate judge. He knows who's right, He knows who's wrong. He knows who's pure, He knows who's impure. But we have to deal with what is apparent to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. So gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimate gratitude is when the favor that Allah blessed you with is utilized in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's explore this topic of gratitude further. How common is gratitude amongst ourselves? Or is it that we take everything for granted? The whole world is here to serve me, and the whole world is here to benefit me. So I don't need to be thankful to anybody because everybody is doing me a favor. No, sorry, I'm doing everybody else a favor. That's why I don't need to thank anyone. But we need to be more frequent with being grateful and thanking each other. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take anyone for granted. That's how we're supposed to be as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yashkuri an-nas lam yashkuri Allah." If you have not expressed your gratitude,
to man for the good that they've done to you, then you've actually failed in being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's look at practical examples. I'm attending a certain masjid for the last 10 years. Every day, 5 times a day, I'm performing salah in that masjid. But in 10 years, how many times did I walk up to the man in front leading the salah and thank him for his services? Let him miss 2 namazes in a row. Hey, where's Maulana? What's happening over here, man? Hey, they all on a holiday over here. Nobody here. Same time you counted the floor. Let's go back to right at the beginning. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say is extreme ungratefulness? What did the scholars explain to us? يَعُدُّ الْمَصَائِبِ. He counted all the negatives. وَيَنْسَى نِعَمَ رَبِّهِ. He forgot all the positives. So Maulana missed 2 namazes in a row. Everybody acknowledged. But last 10 years he's leading the salah. Nobody walked up to him and said, Jazakallah, you're doing a wonderful job. We appreciate it. The adhan has been called out 5 times a day. Did we ever walk up to that man and say that you're doing a great service to us? We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the service that you're rendering to the ummah. No, we can't do that. But let him miss his duty. Ya'uddul masaib. We counted the floor. And like that, the list goes on. The masjid is clean every day. Who's cleaning the masjid? It's benefiting us. Did we walk up to that person and offer our verbal gratitude? No, it's too expensive. It takes too much of energy. It does not cost a cent for you to offer verbal gratitude. It does not cost a cent for you to say thank you. It doesn't cost you anything, but it does benefit you tremendously because it shows that you are actually grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The car park, the roads, look everywhere around you. There's so many people that are benefiting you every day of your life. Yet you never even acknowledge it. Yet you never even think about it. No, we need to think about it. We need to be grateful to people. We need to express our gratitude. But unfortunately, I say this more in the context of when we're speaking about the difficult situation of somebody losing a loved one. So when I speak about that topic, then I make the statement and I say, it's as if we're living in such a world that people are dying to be praised and people are dying to be acknowledged. Now what that means? A man who lived his whole life, nobody acknowledged any of his services. Nobody ever highlighted to him that he's an asset to humanity, that he's doing good work. But let him pass away, everybody says, Mashallah, hey, what a man that was, man. You know how close I was to him? He never dreamt of how close you were to him. He never even knew you, but you're saying, I was so close to him. He meant the world to me, but he never knew that you meant the world, that he meant the world to you. He never knew, because for as long as he was living, you took it for granted. The moment he passed away, now he passed away, so he's dying to be acknowledged. Everybody's talking, what a wonderful man he was. What a wonderful sister that was. So much they benefited humanity. Why couldn't we tell them that when they were living in this world? Why couldn't we tell it to them when they could appreciate it? And by human nature, that's how we all are. If your service is acknowledged, you praise Allah. It's not now that we inflate in people's egos, because that's also something that goes against the very grain of our deen. So it's not about inflating somebody's ego. It's about you showing your gratitude. And the moment your gratitude is expressed, by human nature, we want to do more. So if somebody acknowledged my service, I'll be inspired to do more. Wow, the man actually acknowledged it. Let me try and do it better for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if nobody's acknowledging anything of anyone else, then that is why we have the problem today, that the worker has a problem with his boss, the boss has a problem with his workers, everybody has a problem with each other. Why? Because nobody took just a single moment to say thank you, I appreciate your favor, because now we're living in the professional world. So I'm the boss, I'm paying them a salary, there's nothing further, no strings attached, it's all fair and square. But no, even though I'm paying the man a salary, what's there if I tell him, you know what, you've done a good job, I thank you for your services. The man is my boss, he's paying me, he gave me an opportunity. How about I go up to him and I tell him that, you know what, I appreciate the fact that you gave me an opportunity to be part of this company, to be part of this process. I want to thank you. Thank each other, see the difference that happens in our life. To all the people around us, those that benefit us, those that are above us, those that are beneath us, everybody needs to start acknowledging each other and displaying and expressing our gratitude for the simple things that happen in life. We married, mashallah, for 20 years. We took it for granted that 3 meals a day are being prepared for us. But let us be grateful. Let us express our gratitude. And it's never too late to start. But sometimes when you start late, you might encounter problems. You know, on a lighter note, I'm sure we've heard this before. So mashallah, one brother was present and he heard a lecture similar to this, that I need to start showing my gratitude to my wife, especially for the meals that she cooks for me. So he made up his mind there and then, hey, I need to start practicing on this. It's a cap that fits me. I don't know when was the last time I thanked my wife. So he finished his Jummah Salah and mashallah, he went home. And the moment he entered his home, he smells the aroma of the lunch and he's like, wow, that smells delicious. What a lovely aroma. I can't wait to taste this food. It smells absolutely divine. And the food is presented to him and he starts eating and he's praising that food like it's no tomorrow. This is the tastiest meal I've ever eaten. I don't know when was the last time I ate such good food. And the more he's praising the food, the more upset his wife is becoming. And eventually she bursts out crying. She can't take the emotion anymore. And then this man stops and he drops the spoon and he's like, wow, it's absolutely impossible to please woman. I mean, I'm praising your food. You're getting upset. You're becoming emotional. You can't win with woman. So what's the problem? I'm saying that it's nice. So then she looks up and she says, 20 years I cooked for you, not one day you thanked me for the food. Today the neighbor sent the food and you can't stop praising it, you can't stop talking about it. So it's never too late to start, but sometimes when you start late, you might encounter some challenges, but still start. It's never too late. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take anyone for granted. Because you never know how long you have with each other in this world. Don't lead your life in a manner where you're the one left with regrets. Those that have passed on, what do they have to regret? They're gone. You left behind. You're going to be left with the regrets. If only I did this. If only I said that. If only I showed a little more love. If only I showed a little more appreciation. We the ones that left behind with those regrets. Yet it doesn't need to be that way. We can live together as brothers. We can live together with our hearts clean, with our hearts united. And we can definitely live in such a manner where we show our appreciation to one another. And that is ultimate gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And irrespective of how challenging you think your life is right now, you still can be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I assure you, if you think your life is bad now, it could have been 10 times worse. You see, again, we look at everything upside down. We are taught in our deen that when it comes to the aspects of deen, you must look at those above you and aspire to be better. And when it comes to the aspects of the world, you look at those beneath you and you be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that whole thing, we took it upside down. So today, when it comes to the world, we look at the one above us. No, I don't have enough. I need to have how much that person is having. So when it comes to the world, I'm always looking at the one above me. Hence, I'm not truly grateful to Allah for what He has given me. And when it came to deen, we look at the one below us. You know, at least I'm reading namaz. That person don't even read namaz. Whole thing we got upside down. Whereas when it came to deen, we're supposed to look at the one that's surpassing you so that you can do better. And when it came to the world, you're supposed to look at the one less deprived than you and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as bad as you think things are now, it could definitely have been worse. So you still can be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we reflect over the people of the past, they were such outstanding individuals that lived in this world. There was one great scholar that had reached old age. That scholar had become paralyzed. He had become blind. He's confined to a bed where he cannot move, where he cannot do anything for himself, and he's blind. Challenges upon challenges compounded upon one individual. So somebody came to visit this great scholar, and as they come closer to him, they hear the scholar making a dua and saying, Alhamdulillahilladhi faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdeela. And the translation of that is, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has favored me immensely over many other of His creations. Now that person got confused and got shocked and said, you know what, respected Ustad, dear scholar, I need to ask you a question. I came to visit you and I'm looking at your physical condition that is so bad, that is so challenging. You're paralyzed, you're blind, you've got all the odds against you. But you are saying that all praise is due to Allah who has favored you over many other of His creations. And you're praising Allah and you're thanking Him. So what are you thanking Allah for? Because from where I can see, you got things to complain about. So then that scholar said, that has Allah
not given me a tongue that can still be grateful to Him? Has Allah still not given me a mind that can contemplate over His greatness? Has Allah still not granted me a heart that loves Him? So these are the things that I'm thanking Allah for. So despite the fact that I'm paralyzed, despite the fact that I'm blind, and all odds seem to be against me, I still have so much to thank Allah for. And in fact, one scholar said it's such that the ability, the fact that you praise Allah and you thank Him, that alone is a favor that Allah needs to be praised for. Imagine that. I say, Alhamdulillah, I'm praising Allah, but that praise alone demands praise because Allah allowed me to praise Him. How wonderful is this deen, and how grateful do we need to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to count the favors of Allah, if you have to count one favor of Allah, it's impossible, because you cannot put a price and you cannot replace any favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. And you can't count the favors of Allah, you can't start to count the favors of Allah. Because even if we were given the challenge that you need to start counting Allah's favors, where would you start? Again, intellect would come into play, and the demand would be that I need to start in order of merit to count Allah's favors and importance. So would I give preference to my eyesight over my ability to hear? Would I give preference to the usage of my hand over the usage of my leg? No! I can't even start to count Allah's favors, because where do I start? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the quality and the aspect of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah also grant us the quality of being grateful to each other and expressing our gratitude. Don't take anyone or anything for granted. Your children need to thank their parents. Don't take it for granted. Parents also need to thank their children. Let's be more grateful to each other. Let's appreciate, although it's their duty for them to serve us, but in the world that we're living in, if your child respects you, that alone you have to thank Allah for, because that's becoming scarce. That's the challenges that we are facing in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the ummah towards goodness and grant us all the ability to be grateful to one another, but most importantly, let us be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next time you want to complain, weigh yourself over this verse of the Quran where Allah speaks about ingratitude. A person who only counts their mishaps and forgets Allah's favors. So the next time you want to complain, think about how much Allah has blessed you. And I assure you, you will never even go further than that, and you will not complain. Immediately you will turn back and you will praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.